1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Biden administration has ordered more U.S. military power in the Mideast and could renew ceasefire talks as tensions escalate between Israel and Iran. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
President Biden's top advisor for Mideast affairs, Brett McGurk, now has tentative plans to fly to Egypt this week. Hamas issued a statement overnight. They are so far noncommittal about attending talks Thursday.
Donald Trump's not happy with Vice President Harris's new tipping proposal. CBS's Skylar Henry.
Former President Donald Trump posted on social media claiming Harris's pitch was plagiarized, saying the theft comes after the Culinary Union endorsed his no tax on tips plan.
The U.S. is fighting for Jordan Chiles to keep her bronze medal. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
USA Gymnastics says it has submitted video evidence to the highest court in sports that shows an inquiry over the floor routine of Jordan Chiles was filed 47 seconds after her score was published within the minute deadline.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow is primary election day in Wisconsin. One of the races to watch is the Republican primary in the 8th Congressional District, where Donald Trump is endorsing Tony Weed.
This race is all about how important is the Trump endorsement in a primary in Wisconsin, especially in the Green Bay area.
WIS Politics editor J.R. Ross says Roger Roth and his supporters can afford a lot of TV ads while Andre Jacques is busy campaigning door to door.
What wins out? Air power, the Trump endorsement, or this kind of credibility that Andre Jacques has?
Ross speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. Wisconsin wildlife officials expect more deer in the woods this fall. The Department of Natural Resources released its annual deer forecast last week. Mild weather last winter helped more fawns survive the cold weather months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following are upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, August 13th. In Wood County, the Conservation, Education, and Economic Development Committee will meet at 8:30 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. The Nakusa Ways and Means Committee will meet at 6:30 at the City of Nakusa office. The Village of Port Edwards will hold their village board meeting at 7 at the Marshall Bueller Center. They'll be swearing in 3 new firefighters, among other agenda items. The Town of Rome will hold their Plan Commission meeting at 4 p.m., In Portage County, the Healthcare Center Committee meeting, scheduled for 5 p.m., has been canceled. In Adams County, the Public Works meeting will take place at 10 a.m. Tomorrow is Wisconsin's primary election. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can check your registration, see what's on your ballot, and find your polling location at myvote.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Pack is back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Browns 23-10 over the weekend. At halftime, Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley challenged his players. They needed to make a turnover in the second half. Rookie safety Evan Williams out of Oregon did just that, coming up with a forced fumble early in the third quarter.
Yeah, it felt great. Really just play fast, use our instincts, and yeah, just fly around. I mean, that's what I had the most fun with today. I felt like fly around, and you know, and coach always preaches that. Just the jobs aren't that difficult. Run to the ball and just do your job. We're going to be successful.
Baseball. The Brewers open an important series tonight against the Dodgers. LA in first place in the NL West. The Brewers losing 4-3 to the Reds Sunday. But D.L. Hall was back on the mound. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I think he's, since he's been a starting pitcher, I think he's become more of a complete pitcher, and that's kind of cool. He's really become a pitcher.
Now, if the Brewers just go .500 for the rest of the schedule, they would finish with 90 wins this season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's 2024 in Worthington, Minnesota, continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Couple of showers and storms possible Wednesday, a high in the upper 70s. and more rain possible Thursday, high mid-70s. It's 82 right now.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter, then tune to your local civic media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local civic media radio station and streaming on the app. The Todd Almaz Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
I'm on vacation this week, so for tonight's episode, we will bring you some of my favorite moments from previous Nightlight episodes. I'll be back and ready to light it up again on August 19th.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, August 12th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 4:30, we're going to welcome in Paula Weber from Jeremiah's Crossing. Looking forward to talking with her and about their event coming up. Right now, some of our favorite people, family, really, Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods are with us right now. Good afternoon, you two.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
How is everybody? How is the shop?
Great.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Monday's kind of a fun time to be on the radio here.
It's like, a little interesting, isn't it? It's a little different vibe.
Hopefully we're
like
catching
it.
Some different people.
Mm-hmm.
And for those folks, you know, normally we're on Wednesdays, Thursdays, right?
Wednesdays and Thursdays. So we're twice a month.
But. You know, twice a month. But yeah, try to catch us on those other days. But happy to talk to some Monday folks. And we wanted to start with some reminders, really. Another reminder, radio related. So everybody already knows the station. You're tuned in. On Saturdays at 8 in the morning, we have we sponsor Terry Naturally's
Terry Talks Nutrition.
Yeah, Terry Talks Nutrition's radio program. And that's coming out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. And Terry, we'll talk more about him later because we just got back from a conference with him. But long story short, this guy's been in the natural foods industry his whole life. And he's in his 80s, mid-80s, I think, right now. Still working hard 5 days a week, still goes to work, wakes up early. Works hard, innovative, on the cutting edge of all the science and what's happening in the world and the world of health in particular. So if you want to learn more and you really like health radio, tune in.
Yeah, 8 a.m. on Saturday mornings here at WFHR.
I'm glad you noted his age, Stephen, because I think that the people listening to it wouldn't catch that right away. Terry is just as energetic and just as passionate about this subject as I imagine he was when he first got into it.
Yeah, if not more.
It's infectious. It really is. It's something that really you listen and you're engaged in. Mm-hmm. You even do your own research afterwards. He sends you down a rabbit hole looking into this or that. It's happened to me at least a dozen times in the years I've listened to that show.
Wonderful. Yeah, he's super passionate, which is great. We love that. And we're going to talk a little bit more, Terry, because like Stephen said, we went to a we had a conference with him. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. Another thing to mark your calendars for is our wellness presentations and events that we have coming up. And we're going to keep saying it every radio time because it's dates that we want to make sure people have written down.
Yeah, get your pen out.
So the first one is a digestive health presentation. It's going to be on September 24th at 5:15 at the store. At Family Natural Foods.
Who's doing the presentation?
And it's Dr. Tracy. She's with Vital Planet, and she's an amazing speaker. We'll talk a little bit more in detail about it. I just really want to get it on the calendar for folks. So that's September 24th at 5:15, Digestive Health with Dr. Tracy. And then save the date for our Customer Appreciation Day sale. It's going to be October 4th and 5th. So it's the first Friday in October and the first Saturday. So we do that two-day event. This is celebrating 78 years of you all as our customers and lots of different sales we have. So it's It's always exciting.
Yeah. Giveaways, sales, door prizes.
We have a lot of work to get done, Stephen. It's our reminder.
It's
yeah, but it's
nobody
fun.
Does this better than you guys. Oh, I will put my name on that. Nobody does customer appreciation like you all do at Family Natural Foods. You guys go above and beyond. I've actually for years behind the scenes tried to tell them, you guys, you got to keep the lights on. I think you're doing a bit much, but no. They're going to continue to do what they do.
We're going all in.
We're
it's
doing
a lot
it.
Of fun.
Yep, exactly. So we have that. And then I guess another one I'll just put a save the date on. It's in October, the end, but it's October 29th at 5:15. It's essential oil presentation with Liza. She's out of the Minnesota area and she'll be doing that presentation. And we have a whole bunch more planned that we'll get a better list out, but these are good ones just to put on that calendar and get started with. So
we'll be reminding you in our morning shows about these great events coming up and everything, everybody. Mark them on your calendars now.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know we don't want to say the word, but it is going back to school time.
Dun, dun, dun.
We tried not to. We're like, we're not even going to talk about it until it's August because we can't do it in July. But there's a few things we want to highlight, and we'll highlight it again, I believe, next week when we're on. We'll highlight it also. But first of all, there's a lot of really good sales for kids and adults back to school season.
And part of what we're highlighting too is like we have so many products on sale and so many different products. It's like we're going to highlight some things for back to school this week.
Yeah.
And then tune in next week or when are we on?
I think it is next week.
Next week. Yeah. Tune in next week and we'll give you some more. So this is sort of the time to get stuff started, get things in hand, you know, do some planning.
Yeah, planning, and on the planning, building up our immunity, right? So before there's a cold, you can build your immune system. You can strengthen your immune system. So that's something we kind of wanted to highlight is building up yourself. So maybe we're noticing we need to just get like those key multivitamin in for our kid because they're not getting the nutrients they need. Every kid should have a multivitamin, every adult too. But the other ones are like, maybe your kids are a little bit hyperactive. And some teachers have mentioned it. We have some really great products, one being Terry's Calm Kids. This can be for adults or kids.
Yeah, works really good. It has a money back guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
To calm your kids down and keep them focused.
Yeah.
When they're in class or when they're at home right now, if you want to, you know, I mean, some parents actually come in and they buy this like at the end of the school year when they're like, oh man, my kids are home and I do not know what to do right now. Like, what do you guys have? And then they really love this product. And a lot of parents come and they buy one or two at a time because they're like, I don't have time to come in
every month
to get this. I just know it works. I'm going to buy two or three boxes right now.
I've heard from listeners that this product does work very well. I'm just a little surprised it doesn't come in like 200, big bottle, just a gigantic
family
bottle.
Family size.
We all need it. Yeah, there's a key ingredient I really love in here. It's got rhodiola, and it's for some people that helps give them energy, but for this specific product, it helps with calming the energy, but mainly calming the stress. And a lot of energetic kids and adults, there's stress underlying that. So I think this is a really great product because it calms the stressors for those kids as
well. Rhodiola is an interesting one too, because when what is it called? Adderall was out of stock in the pharmacies and is very scarce, kind of being rationed, whatever the words are. And this was just like 6 months or a year ago. It was a pharmaceutical issue. And it might still be lingering, I'm not sure. But I know for a while it was really hard. A lot of people that were relying on this prescription, a lot of adults, but also some kids, they were coming in and they were buying rhodiola by itself or in this formula here. Mm-hmm. And they were buying it because it was sort of the nature's closest comparative. It's a rather energizing adaptogen. Mm-hmm. So on its own, it actually does things like help your sleep. Mm-hmm. Adderall, I don't think, helps sleep.
No.
And neither does caffeine and these other kind of, you know, classic stimulants. So for people to think about this, I don't want them to think that this product is just going to, like, wire you. But it does help with energy as well. So with the sleep, it helps find that balance. It's an adaptogen. And like Katrina said, it also addresses stress. But it's one of the more stimulating adaptogens. So much like caffeine or like Adderall, it's giving people that boost of energy. And actually, that's what kind of helps a lot of people. It's sort of odd, but people with like attention deficit, people who have this obviously already know this. I'm preaching to the choir, but folks who don't might not quite understand this. But like what they do is they actually give people stimulants to kind of get them to focus more, and it works. You know, it works. That's what the pharmaceuticals do, and similarly, that's what this this rhodiola that's in this formula does. And there's a lot of other brain supporting
balance. Fish oil. We all we all need more fish oil for our brains, for our hearts. But that's super good for concentration and such too. Yeah. But yeah, lots of great formulas in there. Again, it's for, you know, adults or for kids. It's easy to take, four and up, and it's another really good one to have right now.
Heard about this product when, because my godson is autistic, and, and they were looking for products that would, they could do something like this, but there wasn't an over-the-counter medication that wasn't Prozac or Adderall or some of these things and everything. And it's nothing against those. Those work for certain people, just didn't work for my godson very well. This did. This is what helped him. This is how I heard about the product is through this process and everything.
Yeah.
It's very, it's a very natural feeling as well for the child, as opposed to some of these other things, which again, I'm not saying that you shouldn't do those other things and talk to your doctor, figure that out with them and everything, but it really worked for my godson, and just almost night and day.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah, that's really good. I'm just going to share another favorite, and we'll talk about, again, more kids going back to school stuff later, but one of my favorites is called Rescue Remedy, and there's liquid form, there's a form for adults, there's a form for pets, there's a form for kids. The one I brought is like a little like pastille, or like kind of like a gummy, but a little bit harder. And it's so good for all sorts of different stressors in our lives. Maybe your child's a little bit anxious going back to school. Maybe you are. So you can take this, your kids can take this. Maybe their emotions are just a little bit like they're kind of wild, or when they get home, they're just like, oh my gosh, I need to let all this out. This kind of helps the emotional side, helps with the anxiety. People use it when they're flying, right? So like if you're flying and you're anxious about flying, people use it when they are leaving their pet, or like their pet, they give it to their pet.
Yeah, probably there's a liquid formula for the pets, specifically for pets. Yeah. I'd probably use that one for animals. But this one we brought here today would be great for the rest of the family, adults, kids. You can take a little bit more, you can take a little bit less. Very safe.
Very safe. It's flower essence. So it's coming from different flowers that all help. Dr. Bach is the name, so they're Bach Remedies. He created it. Oh, I don't know when he created it. I don't even know if it says it on here, but I mean, long time
it's
ago.
It's withstood the test of time, that's for sure. And this is the most famous of his remedies. A lot of good remedies. Some of them you kind of have to know a little bit more what you're doing with them. It's, again, all very safe, but you just have to be more specific. This one is kind of just general. And it's also one of those things, like, I think it's good for everybody to have just in their house.
Yep.
Like, we always have some kind of stressful moment. I used to keep these like in my car too, because you're driving around, you get stressed, you know, hopefully not. But if you got in a car accident or something, like that's a lot of trauma and stress. You could take these to kind of help calm your nervous system down. So yeah, something to keep around, even if you're not using it every day. But if you want to use it every day, it works great for that too.
Absolutely. So that's a good one. And stay tuned. We'll share more about back to school kids products and such. But we want to make sure we highlight this training that we did in Chicago last week. Steve and I had a wonderful opportunity to go down with other wonderful leading experts in this field of, you know, natural health. So Terry Lemron put on this training for a lot of different businesses like us, like Family Natural
Foods.
Yeah,
from all over the country.
All over the country. But he brought in, like, leading experts from, you know, Dr. Holly, who's from L.A.
Also all over the country, Hawaii, L.A.
Dr. Teitelbaum from
California.
But it was fantastic. So we got to learn from these experts about their latest research. And Terry's not one that skimps on research, or the people that he works, like, is associated with. They don't skimp on research. They're making sure, like, hey, you know, like pharmaceutical drugs have to go through X, Y, and Z for research and such. And he wants his to be upholding that same, you know, he wants to see how does that work compared to some of the other things that are out there. And usually they're exceeding, and they have other side benefits to the product. So it was fantastic just to hear about that. We've heard it before, but it's great to hear it again. And then, of course, there's new products we learn about. And we wanted to highlight a couple of our some favorites that we have on sale this month.
Yeah, and some of them are kind of hidden gems. Like,
yeah,
there's a lot of favorites that people already know about.
Maybe we'll do a continual favorites.
We could probably do some other favorites, even just the well-known ones, because there's always more people that could benefit from it. I mean, Terry pioneered products for pain.
Mm-hmm.
He was basically the first person to say, relieves pain on the front of a natural product. And his products are still the number one selling natural pain products. They work better oftentimes than over-the-counter or sometimes mm-hmm. pharmaceutical drugs for pain. Obviously, tons safer.
Yeah.
So, like, those ones are always worth mentioning. I think everyone knows this, but, like, sometimes I need reminding about stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
After a weekend of canoeing and stuff, I'm like, oh, yeah, got pain.
Oh, got pain. What should I use?
Oh, shoot, I should know this. I think I've got it somewhere in my cabinet. Yeah. Okay. There's so many other products that he has that we've kind of had fun bringing back and reminding people about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yep.
I was just going to say, it makes it, Terry's products are one of those ones that I back, and I know my family and many others do, in part because of the history and how much he puts into it. But another added bonus of supporting Terry's products is the way he supports businesses like you guys and others out
yeah.
there, and continuing to do research, continuing to hold conferences like that. Again, this man, especially at this age, and what he's accomplished in his career, he's set. His legacy's set. His mm-hmm. work is set. He could easily be off in, somewhere just vacationing or something right. like that. Nobody would think less of him. But this is how passionate and how much he loves and cares about this industry and human beings.
Yeah.
He really does go above and beyond.
Yeah, like Steve was saying before, he wakes up early and then he goes to the office 5 days a week. And one of his employees was saying, like, this is such a good role model for us. Like, okay, he's coming every day. He doesn't have to come into work. He could also work from home or something like that. But he is super dedicated person, like, nope, I'm going to put my time in. I got research to do. I got to connect. I got emails. He's a busy man, and he's showing it to all of us through all of his great research he does with these products.
Yeah. We're speaking with Stephen and Katrina Hintner from Family Natural Foods. You guys said you wanted to highlight some of your favorites or some of the more popular ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, so
that seems tough. There's a lot of them.
That's what I was like. I think this is just like part one of some that I think are hidden gems that we don't talk about. I think they're more like ones we don't talk about as much.
Yeah,
we talk about Curamin a lot for pain and inflammation. We're going to talk about two in particular that we just don't mm-hmm. highlight.
Yeah, so one that just came back in stock, it was out of stock for a while, is the healthy
Hair Renew
formula. And this product has always been really popular. But I think it's kind of gotten a new life because we've kind of put it out front in the store and people that maybe didn't see it before found it. But this Hair Renew, there's often people who come in and they say, like, I want to do something for my hair. What could I do to help, help get fuller hair, healthier hair, help with hair loss? It's not going to address, male pattern baldness, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. That would be a blockbuster if we had one of those, right? it wouldn't hurt that. But, this is a product that could be used by men or women. We certainly sell more to women, as you'd imagine. But the ingredients in it are all really well researched. There's some stuff in here like silica, which helps build your body's collagen. And collagen helps with skin, hair, nails.
Bones,
digestive health. In this formula, it's here for the hair, skin, and nails, obviously, but it's a great heavy hitter for that collagen you want boosted. And then it has millet seed oil, and that's probably the most unique product in here. Again, clinically researched to help, your hair. It's got biotin. A lot of people have heard of that for hair. Some other essential minerals and vitamins, and just general nutrients. Really great one.
Could you hand that to me? I just want to make darn sure. No, that's all right.
I don't know if you need that, James. You've got some luscious hair over there.
I appreciate that very much. I'd like to keep it. So I'm just going to take that product. But to the point, you mentioned doesn't help necessarily male pattern baldness or some of those things, but it can help you not only hang on to some hair longer, it can help the hair that you have, no matter how much you have it or not, help it be stronger and healthier.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and the other one we want to highlight is called Bosmed Intestinal Bowel Support, IBS. So anybody that has IBS or intestinal issues going on, cramping, bloating, things like that, they know how uncomfortable that is.
Especially if it's pain related. This gets at the pain.
Yeah, this like deep dives to the pain because the Boswellia is really good for inflammation and pain, and it's in like the Curamin products, but this, the Boswellia is most researched for intestinal health. And so it's fantastic for that, like, constant constant inflammation that's deep down in like digestive system. But it's got some other great herbs in it that are helpful for, you know, the cramping, bloating, relieving gas, inflammation as well, like peppermint and fennel, coriander, caraway. Those
very,
are
very calming herbs.
Very calming.
Yeah, very calming and kind of like, you know, kind of re-regulating and balancing again. And so, again, this is a money-back guarantee on this product. Folks that have had issues in the past with, you know, IBS or have current issues, this is a product that when they did research, when they put it next to a pharmaceutical drug, mm-hmm. it did as good or better. We have some you know, research literature if you wanted to take a look at it when you come in. But again, a money back guarantee product with really no known side effects, mm-hmm. a lot of side benefits really, that goes after a problem that a lot of people suffer with. Worth a try. That's what I would say.
This morning, when we're recording this, on Melissa's Kitchens Open segment, we focused on the way that our comfort foods, how they can affect our mental health,
yeah.
and how our food affects our mental health, and how tied they are together. So many of us learned very late in life that our intestinal, tracts and everything, that they have nerves in them, that they mm-hmm. have things in there that are affect our mood.
Right.
It's not just a pipe. It actually has quite a bit more going on there
yeah.
and everything.
Yeah.
And the more you understand this stuff, the more it affects your mood
mm-hmm. yeah.
and truly how much food is connected to that.
Yeah.
So the mental health part of this is also noteworthy, I think. A great product.
Yeah. And, you know, this product would go good with a probiotic. We saw a lot of that. But in some ways, this is going to work better than a probiotic. And we have other digestive products that will help balance your digestive system to use with this. Dr. Teitelbaum talked to us this last week about berberine and actually mm-hmm. using a berberine that isn't absorbed very well, so it stays in your intestine and kills back bacteria or cuts back inflammation
Candida,
in your gut.
Bacteria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, we have some different strategies, some new information, really. Feel free to stop in. We'll give you guys all the details.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Great show, you two. This was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for not only all the things you guys do in our community, but informing our audience even more. We do want to send a shout out to Terry as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And be sure to catch his show every Saturday, 8 o'clock, right mm-hmm. here, brought to us by our great friends from Family Natural Foods. And visit our friends at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids. You can give them a call, 715-423-3120, 423-3120. Bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com, and be sure to follow them on social media. Keep up to date and all the great things they are doing over there. Thanks again, you two. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll talk again real soon. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here in 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Wisk Country 105.5 WIRI and locally grown radio WFHR are having a party. A party on the roundabout. Join us August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. and have some fun on the radio. Say hi to Pam and the rest of the staff. There will be kids games, balloon animals, and face painting. There will be a live animal show by the Aquarium Pet Shop. Have your kid team up with one of our on-air personalities to record a radio message that we might air later. That's right, you could hear your kid on the radio. Meet and take pictures with our feathery mascot, Agatha, from noon to 2. She loves to make new friends. Then share and tag your picture to win station merch, including brand new t-shirts. Help us give back and support our community by donating a non-perishable food or school supply item. Don't miss El Taco Social Food Truck serving hot, yummy tacos and more. And don't forget to text in your song requests for WIRI before August 11th through the Civic Media app. It's the WFHR WIRI Party on the Roundabout, Wednesday, August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. Come and see how much fun radio can be.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Civic Media News,
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Communities appear to be slow to apply for money to fix up rural roads. The Wisconsin Agricultural Road Improvement Program aims to fix roads damaged by heavy agricultural and logging traffic. The program has given out $50 million this year, and the deadline to apply for the next round of $100 million is the end of September. There are new standards for meat to carry the USDA certified organic label, but farmers have until the end of 2028 to comply. Seth Milstein is a reporter for Sentient Media.
There were various procedures that were just flat out banned in the new standards. Tail docking of cows and gestation crates and farrowing cages for pigs or toe clipping chickens.
Milstein points out the standards affect only farmers who volunteer to have their products certified USDA organic. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. State Representative Katrina Shanklin visited Wisconsin Rapids on Saturday for their Get Out the Vote rally. Joining her on the 10-city barnstorm tour was David Hogg. He's a national voice for gun safety and a survivor of the Parkland, Florida school shooting.
This race really matters. And it's because for the past 6 years since Parkland, I've been going around the country and working in state legislatures to change gun laws, and we've made progress, even in Florida.
David said they faced a lot of opposition to their movement.
But the reason we were able to change gun laws in Florida is because we had the one thing that so many people didn't have, and that was the audacity to hope.
He also said gun laws need to be passed on a federal level, not just at the state level.
But we have to continue doing the work, because we can pass all the state gun laws we want, right? Because we hear these talking points all the time about how Chicago has strong gun laws, but they still have gun violence. Well, guess what? Chicago's right next to Indiana.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a movie this weekend that is ripe for theater viewing as opposed to streaming, and you can't seem to get enough of franchises, check out Alien Romulus. Not even sure I need to explain what it's about, but the story finds colonizers in space who end up in peril when they come face to face with, you guessed it, aliens. Alien Romulus is the umpteenth installment in the series and most likely not the last, and it opens August 16th. Have fun at the movies. Matt Damon says the people and culture of Boston can seem abrasive and harsh. Damon's new comedy is called The Instigators and is set in the actor's native city. His lifelong pal and castmate Casey Affleck also calls Boston his hometown. Damon says he is aware of how people view Boston and can be put off by Bostonians' sarcasm and cynicism. But to him, it feels like a comfortable pair of socks. New tourism slogan, anyone? The Instigators can be streamed on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Couple of showers and storms possible Wednesday, a high in the upper 70s. And more rain possible Thursday, high mid-70s. Right now it's 80.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice Up Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as it's Tuesday Tangents with our own Luke Mathers. Be here, find out what's grinding his gears and more.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, August 12th, 2024. Have your host, James J. here, and we are joined now by our great friend, Paula Weber from Jeremiah's Crossing. We're going to talk about their 16th annual Family Fun Fest car show coming up Saturday, August 17th, over at Dexter Park from 9 to 3. Paula, it's been too long. It's good to see you.
You too. How are you today?
We're doing good. How have you been?
Good. We're getting busy.
I can only imagine. Yes, yes. I feel like you guys are constantly busy over there, and in a good way, in a very good way, with some good things. Paula, before we get into the car show and the Family Fun Fest, do you mind if we let the audience know a little bit about Jeremiah's Crossing and the history of it?
Oh, absolutely.
So can we go ahead and start right from the origin story, if you don't mind?
So Jeremiah's Crossing was started by the executive directors who still run it today, which is Roger and Kathleen Harris. They both taught in the school system for a very long time, and they just always had a dream to kind of do something bigger. And when they bought the property they own now, where Jeremiah's Crossing is located out on County X, they, you know, pictured just having somewhere where kids could come and learn to ride horses and just be themselves. You know, there's no judgment. There's no anybody looking different. We're all the same, and we're just doing our thing. Yeah. It started with Kathleen's first horse, Allie, who unfortunately actually recently passed away. So it's been kind of a sad summer for us a little bit out there. But
thoughts
so they've
to
been
them.
16 years going strong. They do free lessons for children with disabilities, children and adults with disabilities. We run with volunteers who come out and help everything just keep going. So
it's an incredible organization that continues to do really, really awesome work. And one of the things that this event does is not only give us a chance to have a really good time, but to help you support you guys do that great work over at Jeremiah's Crossing. So one of these events that I believe Central Wisconsin does better than anybody, it is a win-win where we're having a good time, we're enjoying ourselves, and in the back of your mind and the front of your heart, you'll know that you're investing in our community and helping a wonderful nonprofit, a fantastic organization, Jeremiah's Crossing. It's a win-win. It's a pretty cool thing, Paula. And let's take a second here. 16th annual. Woo! That is impressive.
So the Family Fest and Car Show is our longest running event out of the ones that we do throughout the year. We're 16 years strong this year. Last year we had just over 200 cars.
Wow.
We're kind of starting to need to readjust parking.
Yeah,
wise.
I would imagine, yeah.
During COVID, really, it kind of opened it up a little bit more. We had a lot of people from different towns that just wanted to come and do something, and we kind of had been like the first one, like in person.
Right.
And since then, you know, we've had a lot of more support from out of town that come specifically just to hang out with us for the weekend, which is really fun too.
Everything kicks off again Saturday, August 17th at Dexter Park from 9 to 3. Things kick off at 9. I want to remind everybody of that. And what'll be kind of the kickoff of the event, Paula?
So the car show, obviously the cars are our biggest thing, you know. So it's a $10 registration for anybody who wants to be in the show itself. And they do judging. We started that the last couple of years because a few people had asked for it. They have the dyno, so they always have dyno things going on for the cars. There's tons of food. There's the LHS dance team always comes and does their thing for food as well as us doing our thing for food. So that's always fun too.
And keep in mind, this is not just for cars, but trucks, tractor, motorcycle show.
Yeah,
this
absolutely
is for
anybody. Absolutely.
As far as if a vehicle wants to be a part of this, do they need to register or anything, Paul?
They just need to come to the park, and then the person that's parking will, you know, point them in the way to go. You just register when you get at the show, and all of the profits go back to Jeremiah's Crossing. So,
you mentioned the mobile dyno shootout that is going to be down there as well. That's going to be a lot of fun. People have been really enjoying that.
Yeah. Yep. We've had Ryan's brought that down for the last 4 years, maybe now 3 years or 4 years. So yeah, that's always a good time. The car guys, of course, love it.
And it looks like there's going to be trophies for that as well.
Yep.
King of the show, stock, naturally inspired, modified, open modified, diesel. Like, going to have a couple of categories for this.
Yep. There's quite a list for categories. So.
And just kind of piggybacking off of that, there's also going to be these dash plaques that are going to go to the first 100 entries. That's a really unique thing to be able to offer.
Absolutely. You know, it's just nice to be able to recognize and say thank you to the people who make the show. I mean, obviously, without them bringing their cars, it wouldn't be a car show, right? You know, so we want to make sure that, you know, they're recognized for that, because obviously we appreciate everybody that comes and participates.
And as much as we love all of that, we also love having stuff for the kids. There's going to be fun for the kids down there as well.
Yep, there's a kids tent where they can come and play games and hang out and, of course, you know, just run around and do their thing too. So there's always something to keep them occupied.
Yeah.
Food, because who doesn't feed the kids?
Right. and you know, while there's going to be activities for the kids are also probably going to get really taken in by these vehicles as well. That part's going to be a lot of fun for them.
There's tons of raffles also. So, and there's lots of prizes for the kids in the raffle baskets. A very good combination of stuff. We have a huge community support when it comes to the raffles for the car show every year.
Yeah, I do want to send a big thank you to all the sponsors and all the businesses that added to this event and make it so amazing every year.
They are absolutely awesome. It's a lot of work getting in touch and getting it all together, but we have so many of them that are just regular, you know, people that reach out to us and know the time of the year that we do it and call us and go, hey, we have our stuff ready for you guys, you know. So,
well, you know, if there some advantages of doing things this long for 16 years and everything, one of them absolutely is those relationships that you make and those connections that you have. That, while I can't imagine how much planning and work goes into this, it's nice to have some of those where you check, okay, we got that check mark, you know, you can move on to the next thing. And that doesn't happen without the support of these great businesses out in this community.
Absolutely.
It's part of why I say nobody does this better than Central Wisconsin, because of these businesses and these locals that we have in town that continue to invest in our community.
Yeah, we have an absolutely awesome community. Yeah. Any event that you go to throughout this area, any time of the summer,
so
there's
true
always something.
Paula, I also wanted to say a shout out to DJ Franco. He's going to be down there giving you some music and everything. Got a nice soundtrack to go throughout the day.
Oh, yeah. He's always jamming it out. He's the car show DJ. He knows his stuff. So he's always loving it out.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
He enjoys himself quite a bit on doing this.
He does. He's super fun.
And he makes sure like a good DJ, it's not just he's having a good time. He wants to make sure everybody else is having a good time.
Absolutely.
He's very good at that. Shout out to DJ Franco. Good work out there. Paul, you mentioned food as well. There's going to be some food down there.
We have, of course, the cream puffs are kind of our famous thing that they've done every year. You know, the Lincoln High School dance team comes down and does food for us. Destiny's Point also comes and does a food trailer for us. I believe we have a dessert trailer that we had last year that is coming again this year.
Very cool. A dessert trailer. Why am I just now hearing about this?
A couple of choices of different things.
Oh, that sounds amazing. The whole rest of the show, that's all we're talking about. No, that does sound amazing. That's definitely something to come check out.
And I believe we have a couple of food trucks parking this year, too.
Mm-hmm. And again, another one of those things that we really send a shout out to those food trucks and those businesses.
Absolutely.
They certainly have a profit to make, and that's certainly noteworthy about this, but it's also important to all these individuals, and I've talked to so many people that do run these food trucks, about being a part of local events.
Right.
And adding, it's part of the reason why they're in a truck and not in a shop. They want to be at these locations. They want to meet you there, and they want to, you know, keep you fed.
And a lot of them donate their profits back to whatever they're doing, which is amazing too, because, you know, that's they're working.
Yeah.
You know, that's their paycheck. So to be able to do that for, you know, the different things in the community is absolutely impressive.
It speaks to how much not only this event means, not only to the community, but to the individuals, of course, and clients over there and everything. But I think it also, Paula mentioned, notices how universal this topic is and what Jeremiah's Crossing is doing is, where it doesn't matter what walk of life you come from or who you are necessarily or where you are in life. This is something that pulls our attention and seems that's something I want to invest in. That's something I care about.
Absolutely.
That's something that I would like to be a part of. And even if I can't go down to Jeremiah's Crossing and ride any of these magnificent animals or anything like that, I can contribute this way. I can invest in my community this way and help them continue to do that work.
Absolutely.
Also, another great thing about this event that I think that you guys do, while also bringing the community together, we get some great music and good food. There's also the ability to help out our local vendors and yes. our ag industry with this. There's going to be vendors down there, craft fair, farmers market, a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, we have a lot of great vendors that come every year. In the last few years, we've had a couple of different ones that, you know, like I said, again, just kind of during COVID started joining us and ended up at it became their spot, you know. So we, you know, anything from, like you said, just crafty stuff to, you know, jewelry or woodworking or, you know, you name it, something unique that you can find that isn't necessarily you're just going to go buy at a store.
Boy, my mother's voice just popped up in the back of my head. This is the one thing she asked for. I just want unique things. Right. I just want unique things, whether it's her birthday, Mother's Day, whatever it is. You cannot just go get her something you find in any store. You got to find something unique. And our vendors are the best at this.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a wonderful opportunity not only to support them, but to be a part of the event and contribute as well. It's just an all-around great thing.
One of the things we do for the vendors, too, just to kind of make sure people do check them out and shop them. You know, they're out there all day, too, just like we are. So in our raffles, we always do a vendor basket. So if you shop our vendors, you get a ticket that's specifically to go in what we call our vendor basket. And it's literally a basket of items that are donated by every single one of the vendors there. And it's one big, huge lot of, you know, cool things that they donated towards the show. So that's always fun because it, you know, gets people to shop the vendors. And plus, who doesn't want the most giant raffle basket?
Right,
is in existence, right?
Hey, absolutely. Yeah. We're speaking with Paula Weber from Jeremiah's Crossing and greatly appreciate the time and the work you guys do over there at Jeremiah's Crossing, Paula, and so much all of these businesses and organizations that are a part of this. I do want to note as well that Jeremiah's Crossing is where no one pays for lessons. And that's a great tagline, but it's also something that I really hope hits home with people out there. Because not only is that a really cool thing to be able to say, but that doesn't come from nothing. Events like this are why they're able to do that over there at Jeremiah's Crossing.
Right. I mean, obviously, it takes the community to continue to support us to make sure that we're doing what we're doing. You know, volunteers, you know, to keep lessons going, and obviously the money coming in to make sure to continue to be able to, you know, pay for those lessons so that the families don't have that burden of paying for it.
Well, and anybody has ever known horses or been around people with horses, these are one of the most magnificent things walking the planet. There is nothing like being able to ride a horse. It's something that it's a connection that you just, as a city boy, I can't tell you how much I enjoyed being able to ride horses and everything. It's just an amazing feeling. But they're also not cheap. You know,
absolutely.
They're one of the more expensive animals out there. And everything. So this event is also a great opportunity for us to help with those kind of things that you guys need over there. I wanted to remind the audience not only of the great website you have, jeremiahscrossing.org, but you have a wish list on there. And I always like to note that when you join us.
Yeah. So one of the primary things, like you said, just kind of touching on, you know, horses and obviously the fact that they are not cheap creatures, you know, one of the things that we really primarily look for that kind of helps us make sure that everything else is, you know, in line is horse sponsorships. You know, that's really a big one for us because the more horses that we have sponsored and, you know, their care is taken care of, then everything else can kind of fall into place. There's lots of different ways to be able to sponsor horses from, you know, checking in and doing like a small monthly donation to, you know, a one-time payment, donation. But yeah, so, and we're actually, we've got a flyer that has kind of breaks down like everything about your horses, you know, like it takes this much hay to feed a horse, this much vet care, you know, to take care of a horse, because all of that stuff is important. And without our horses, we're not doing what we do. They're, you know, they're the stars of the show. They're the ones that are working. They're the ones that have to be healthy and okay and ready to ride, you know?
Yeah.
So,
forgive me, Paula. I apologize. Is this something you guys have been doing for a while? Have you always done this as far as being able to sponsor horses? I don't remember this.
The horse sponsorships is something that we've always kind of done. I think we haven't touched on it as much as we have normally in the past. I think just because we've always, you know, we get a lot, you know, in our events or in grants or things like that, but really, you know, like I said, I mean, the horses are kind of the star of the show, you know, and it breaks down, you know. So it's $1,200 per sponsorship. So you can do $100 a month. Mm-hmm. You know, so you can get like a group of people together to sponsor a horse or, you know, a business or whatever, and kind of break it down that way. And we do like two sponsors per horse. So like one sponsor for their food and stuff, and then one for their veterinary care.
Again, win-win kind of situation helps you guys. And not for nothing, if we can't reach your heart when it comes to this subject, and I feel like 99% of the audience we do, anybody out there otherwise, the PR that you get from your business being attached with an event like this or an organization like Jeremiah's Crossing, you can't buy that kind of marketing. You can't buy that kind of advertising. So if I can't reach your heart, maybe I can reach you on that level on a, as a business person. And this is one of the smarter things, investments you can make with your business as far as promoting it. Being a part of Jeremiah's Crossing, being a part of the 16th annual Family Fun Fest car show, that's a really win-win for you as well as a business. So that's something else to keep in mind, as well as these beautiful, amazing creatures, because Paula, I did want to also mention on the website, you can check out the horses over there. That's kind of cool. That's kind of a unique thing to be able to do.
You know, and it's fun to be able to look through the pictures and see the different, you know, that see the kids as they're doing their thing too.
Yeah.
And also we're actually doing, this year we had kind of split it for a couple of years, but we decided to go back to it. So the day after the car show, on the 18th, we're doing an open house out at Jeremiah's, because we feel like a lot of people come into town for the car show. So we want, you know, we want to get them engaged while they're still in town and kind of, you know, just come over and see what we do. So we have our horse therapy person coming over, our masseuse for our horses, to show like how our horses get care, the chiropractic and massage care. So she'll be demonstrating some things. The kids will be there kind of demonstrating, you know, some of the things that they do with their horses, you know, just to be able to come and see the property and what we've done and what we're doing and what we need and, you know, all of those types of things. I think it's really important that people are able to come and see, you know, what you're paying for, you know, what you're supporting.
It's one of the things that benefits all nonprofits, but our, again, our area, I'm going to keep bragging about it, is so transparent and so good about this. You want to see what we're investing in, what we're doing, come on down.
Absolutely.
Come check it out. You know, that's so unique and so cool to this area, but it's vital, I think, especially for some people out there that might be on the fence. That can be the thing that pushes them over to really help, and you guys continue to do the work you're doing. I do want to apologize, Paula, I've been distracted by Bubba. It's an awesome horse.
So
he's
Bubba.
An awesome horse. He's great.
So Bubba, he is one of our recent rescues. So he's a rescue. He comes from the Norwegian Horse Rescue. We've worked with them for a few years now. He and his he has a sibling that came with him, but Bubba is a little bit shy and still needs some work. So he's still learning. Last year, you could hardly, you know, you couldn't reach out and get him to even nose at you. He was like, nope, I'm not having it. You people are weird. I don't know if I like it here, you know. And so now this year he will, you know, he comes out for his food and stuff like that. He does a lot of round pen work and things like that to still, you know, get used to people. He's a very adorable guy. He is so darn cute.
It's one of these kind of things that is also really cool about what, well, the kids that get to go there, first and foremost, really excited for them and really happy for them and anybody that gets to really take in things at Jeremiah's Crossing. But this is also really beneficial for these horses as well. That's a really beautiful kind of thing to be able to see. I especially imagine being close to it.
You know, and what's really cool too, that we're kind of working on too, is even if you can't come out and volunteer, like to help with lessons or things like that, you know, to come out and groom, you know, one of the horses, and just, it's therapy for yourself too.
Oh, yes,
you know what
is.
I mean? It's, you know, so just to be able to come out and groom the horses and just be around them for a little bit, any of that kind of stuff helps.
Paula, we've been doing this a while. Our chemistry is still intact. You've set me up perfectly. I wanted to ask about volunteering, whether it is for the event coming up or just in everyday kind of things over there at Jeremiah's Crossing. Are you looking for volunteers? Can people volunteer?
Absolutely. We always need volunteers. So you can volunteer as young as age 13. So some of the ways that we use volunteers, obviously, so lessons is our biggest thing and we're always in need of them. So, you're trained on how to assist during lessons, to be a sidewalker. So a person that kind of is on that side, you know, helping, making sure that the child that's riding is safe. Some kids need two, some need one, some don't need any, but you know, obviously it takes more than two hands to keep things going. Events, always needing people. You know, it's always helpful to have somebody, you know, helping set up or run things or, you know, sell things or whatever it may be, whatever your forte is, you know.
We'll put you to work. I'm sure we'll find something
yeah, for you. Yeah.
and just like everything else we've been talking about here, you go there, you volunteer. Not only are you putting in your time and investing in our community, but you're going to have a good time and you're going to enjoy yourself. And we greatly appreciate all the volunteers and all the people that help make this event happen, Paula.
I think something that I like to tell people just to, you know, is that, you know, you don't think you've seen everything. If you think you've seen it all, you know, come out and watch a kid get out of his wheelchair and onto a horse. You know.
Well said. Nicely done. Paula, as we're wrapping up, let's give everybody the details one more time about this awesome event. 16th Annual Family Fun Fest Car Show coming up this Saturday, August 17th over at Dexter Park. Right there, Highway 80 and Highway 54. Can't miss it. Going to have some signs out, I imagine, and some stuff to direct you.
Yep, there'll be signs out and people directing you to kind of where to go in the park. When you come in, there will be somebody that can... that will direct you where to park and tell you where things are at. So,
and you want to get there a little early to register, or not register, but to get yourself a good spot, I imagine, as a, in the car show and everything.
Absolutely.
That'll be from 9 to 3, the event's going on. So I'd say get there a little after 8 if you can or something. It would probably be a good idea.
Usually right in there is when the car guys are...
Yeah.
They're early birds.
I was going to say, what am I talking about? I know quite a few of these individuals. They're way early. Yeah. And keep in mind, this isn't just for cars, but trucks, tractor, motorcycle show. This is for all of the above. They're going to have some great stuff down there for the kids. A lot of fun to be had there. And of course, vendor, craft fair, farmer's market, also going to be down there. Has some great food for you as well.
Tons of raffles,
people. You're going to be walking away with something probably. And DJ Franco going to be down there as well. All of this, not only a great time for our community, something we look forward to every year, but as well as helping out our great friends at Jeremiah's Crossing continue to do the great work that they are doing. Jeremiah's Crossing, where no one pays for lessons. You can find out more at jeremiahscrossing.org. That's jeremiahscrossing.org. Also encourage you to follow them on social media. Not only a great way to keep up to date on things that are going on in the community or with them, but also a great I like the page, and I just like it coming up in my timeline. It's just, it makes me smile anytime I see anything from there.
I love seeing the different pictures of lessons day, or just what's going on with the horses out at the ranch while they're hanging out.
Paula, you guys do such great work over there. Please say hi to the staff. Say hi to Jeremy and say hi to the staff over there for us.
Absolutely.
And you guys keep up the great work. We'll be talking about this event on our morning shows. We'll be spreading the word.
Awesome.
Thanks a lot for joining us, Paul.
Thank you.
Again, find out more at jeremiahscrossing.org, jeremiahscrossing.org. We will have more Midday Magazine for you on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, why does Donald Trump love tariffs? And what would another Trump trade war with China do to Wisconsin farmers if he were to win again?
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Randy Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.